woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Good morning, Wednesday, January 27th. It's the day before Bellet's Talk Day. It's also the day before your Thursday. It feels like minus 10 out there. Kind of bites you when you get outside.
Yeah.
Bit of a slippery situation downtown. Lots of cars on the road already. And one of the things they're asking, so we're going to pass it on to you. Take it easy. Just take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to get here. We all need to get home.
That's right.
Not all the roads are cleared yet. And we're going to need some time, a little bit extra time this morning, just because a lot of what was on the road yesterday, like in terms of snow, kind of came down and melted a little bit. It got a little warm yesterday afternoon, but is now frozen. That's where it becomes like really, really slick slush or ice or that sort of thing. So careful while you're walking. Careful while you're driving. Lecture over. Good morning. Checking in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
According to a new survey, we all got burned out from cooking back in June. You guys remember June?
Oh.
What a good month that was.
We thought everything was as worse as it's going to get.
Yeah, we're
like,
oh, the worst is over. Yeah.
What do we know? So people have figured out these are the top five meals people are making when they just don't care and they just want to eat. Microwave dinners, hot dogs, I assume boiled, hamburgers, grilled cheese, and egg sandwiches. I love an egg sandwich.
Ooh, I might do a grilled cheese tonight. I've got some tomato soup.
Cozy. Mm. Getting chilly.
Comfort Sam and a comfort soup.
Oh, baby.
Jax, what's up with you?
I'd like to give a shout out to 90-year-old Jeff and 86-year-old Jenny, two newlyweds in the UK. Yeah, they just got married a couple months ago, who just got vaccinated together this week. Yeah, they were
great.
Like a little date, and they looked so pumped and like kind of romantic. It was just like an outing for them. I loved it. So shout out to them, vaccinated newlyweds in the UK. So sweet.
Producer Jesse.
We haven't had much new music from Demi Lovato, but she's going to be starring in a new NBC sitcom.
Oh,
what? So it's going to be called Hungry. The comedy follows a group of friends in food issues group looking for love, success,
incredible.
And more.
Incredible.
The tagline.
Wow.
She's going to star in that, and it's on NBC.
I think that'll be fun.
Good she's also like a really good actress. So.
Yes.
Yeah, where she started.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of, Demi's one of those ones where it's like, you could really do anything you want.
Absolutely.
So what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Now, today, we're expecting it to be kind of, I don't know, cold, gray, dark. But you know what? We're going to have some fun. I'm going to push those clouds away, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Post Malone, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so how many times have you been at a party and you've caught somebody double dipping? Chips.
Does catching yourself count?
Because I'm.
Do you guys do that?
I'm a notorious double dipper. I
love to double dip.
I never do that. That's one thing. I'm not a chance.
Coward.
I need more sauce.
So Super Bowl's coming up, so there's a lot of like random stats coming out about how people eat and what they do and whatever. And so 70% of people admitted to double dipping at parties, which to me is just gross. And I'll remind me that when COVID's gone, I'm never dipping anything at any either of your houses. Ever.
Good, more dip for us.
But 83% are saying they're going to take precautions for, quote, salsa safety.
What?
This Super Bowl and actually going forward. Now, this is coming from places where they're actually allowed to still have parties.
Yeah.
But
where they shouldn't be having parties, but they're still having parties.
I was thinking about this. When we, sometimes at the radio station, they'll order pizza randomly on like a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, everybody's worked hard.
Yeah.
It's nice to have like a little pizza lunch.
We work in an adult daycare.
Yeah.
When do you think the next time is that you'll be at the office and there will be a spread?
Like a shared sandwiches. Food experience.
Yeah, where you line up and you grab food. Because so, I think it's going to be a few years.
So I have heard from friends a couple months ago that said that their workplace probably weren't adhering as much as they should have been, and they have had spreads out. And they said that they were going virtually untouched because people are...
Yeah.
People won't touch them.
Yeah.
My God, I miss a potluck, though.
But think about that. When's the next time you could even really have a potluck? Right? Like, we won't even be able to. Like, if we buy pizza as a radio station, first off, nobody's here. Everybody's at home. It's just us that comes into the studio and we're socially distanced. Yeah. And we've got big plastic, plexiglass stanchions between us. After that is all done, even when people get back into the office, there's not going to be, like, we're not going to share a pizza.
No.
They're not going to just open the box and let us put our hands in.
So the trick then is to be the first one to the pizza.
Yeah.
Because the first one at the pizza probably gets to claim the pizza. It's like the moon, this right? The moon belongs to America because America planted the fucking moon. That's, at least that's my understanding of it.
This makes me sad, though. Like, you know that one person in your office that, like, at potlucks makes, like, the good, good dip?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to be able to have, like, Shelley's dip ever again, you know?
Tanya Kirkwood.
Oh, yeah.
That's our person.
Tanya makes the best food ever.
She's a god.
Oh,
we, everybody,
so
every office has that. I don't know. I'm just curious. I wonder when that's coming back. Anyway, if you, I mean, you're not getting together for a Super Bowl party this year.
Yeah.
However, in the future, I think it's best, what they're suggesting is get those little...
eat alone.
Yeah, there's like little cups that you can get that will go on a plate that you can put salsa in individually.
Yeah.
Or some people are using things that they would use for like sushi. If you put soy sauce in your own,
do
a little thing, and you can dip that too if you already have one of those. So
everything is so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Ooh, little bowls. What a fun party.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
A Toronto clothing company is releasing Doug Ford-inspired clothing. It's called Friday by Six. The brand is run by two fourth-year U of T students. They just released its Doug Ford collection. There's four separate shirts for $20 a pop with Uncle Doug's world-famous quips. There is a Stay a la Maison shirt, a 800-pound gorilla shirt. Remember, I'm going to come down on them like an 800-pound gorilla. A cheese and crackers shirt. And a few fries short of a Happy Meal shirt. They're trying to get Doug's attention, so they're using the hashtag #GetThisToDoug on their socials as well.
Everyone's staying creative.
They just need to have a picture of him and just the word folks underneath it.
Yeah.
Just folks.
Folks. Or friends.
Yeah. Folks and friends, man. There's two favorite words.
He's always yelling.
Yeah.
Because we're always in trouble.
Doug Ford's always yelling.
He's like the kid's dad that, like, you go over to their house and you act out a little bit and he, like, scolds you and you feel bad.
And then you never go back again.
I'm terrified of this dad.
Science says the pandemic hasn't affected our sex drives, like, at all. According to a new survey, 28% of respondents say their libido has decreased, with half of those being men and the other half women, of course. Meanwhile, 26% say their libidos have increased, with there being slightly more men than women identifying with this change. The rest was just about the same. Gen Z said there was most likely to have their sex drive be higher. I'm shocked to hear that news, with over a third of them finding this to be true, whereas millennials, 29% say it's lower.
Millennials are just like knitting and crying.
Making soups and bread.
Looking off into the distance.
We're looking at Gen Z like this is just the first crash. We remember 2008.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, The Weeknd released a greatest hits box set that's only available on CD, which is, I don't know why. You can only get it.
I think it's kind of a cool idea. You know, it's kind of goofy and... it does look like those old greatest hits collections they used to be able to buy at like H&V and stuff like that.
Collector's
kind of
item
fun.
For sure,
He's very much into that 80s thing, right?
Yeah, he stuck to it.
Have to only be a collector's item because all the songs are already on Spotify and Apple Music, so if people really want to, they just go make the playlist themselves 100%. And listen to it front to back.
I wonder if people are going to collect CDs like they collect records. I don't think so, but... Because streaming is like... Because records look cool.
Yeah.
CD jackets just look beat up and crappy after a while.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you look at like Spotify, it just makes it so much easier. Or even like you have us on iHeartRadio, it's so much easier than bringing a jacket full of CDs. Remember those CD jacket cases?
Remember the ones you would have in your car?
Yeah. Yes.
And then people would be like, do you have the new Linkin Park City? And you'd be like, do I have the new Linkin Park City?
Page 3, spot 5.
Yeah.
You get
yeah.
excited and then it's scratched.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Or you lend someone a CD and they'd never give it back. It's like, where's my Lens CD? I've been looking for it for years. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Jared Leto's weird, okay? Jared Leto's extremely talented. Jared Leto is, from all accounts, a pretty nice guy. But Jared Leto's a bit weird.
A weird guy, yeah.
And Jax has a story about Jared Leto, which we'll get to in a second. But first, we need to play this for you because, okay, if I were to say there was a celebrity who... found out about the pandemic a few months later because they were in a silent meditation and the people at the silent meditation who were there for months and months didn't tell them. You would say Jared Leto.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. A close second would be like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
So this is actually how Jared Leto found out about the pandemic. He was on Fallon a couple nights ago.
It's like a roughly two week silent meditation. The idea is that you go away, you get rid of your phone, you get rid of distractions, you get rid of everything, and you just meditate. And when I went away, there were about 150 cases. And just in that short amount of time, when I came out, there was a shutdown, a state of emergency, and the whole world had changed. But when we're in there, they didn't tell us. So we didn't have our phones. There was no talking, of course.
No TV.
No eye contact. No TV. And the teachers didn't really, they made a decision. Let's not disturb the participants. And I didn't turn on my phone until I went back to LA. So I drove the whole way, you know, trying to be like peaceful and zen, keep the feeling going. And I got back and I was, you know, kind of shocked. It was like Rip Van Winkle.
I mean, that's like a Twilight Zone episode, but in real life.
Yeah, it was shocking. It was a great, I had this great tool to kind of deal with like stress and things in life, but I don't think anything can quite prepare any of us for what we all went through.
No.
So even Jared Leto.
Can you imagine? Wow.
Before anything, by the way, can we just give Jimmy Fallon a round of applause for making it through like 30 seconds without laughing?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That is true.
He does have a giggle fit thing. I want you to know that in this interview, Jared Leto is wearing a jean jacket with no shirt underneath.
Jared Leto is a god.
He looks more and more like Jesus every day.
Yeah, he looks incredible. Like this, he's beautiful.
He's had his hair straightened, but all the biblical depictions of Jesus, Jared Leto looks exactly
one
like
step
him.
Closer.
Now, Jax, you actually met him once.
We're going to say met him, are we?
Yeah. We are going to say met him.
So when I first moved to Toronto, I was walking down Queen West, just west of Spadina, and I was taken aback because I saw this beautiful androgynous angel walking down the road, hair flowing, sunglasses on, like the kind of person that takes you back, like you lose your breath for a second. And then I realized it wasn't a gorgeous woman. No, it was Jared Leto. And so I, as any person who doesn't respect the privacy of celebrities, went up to Jared Leto and asked for a selfie. And Jared Leto looked at me with those stunning eyes and said, no. Not right now.
Be in Suicide Squad. Yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever found an old card? Something along those lines that's been sitting, like, in a dusty box somewhere in your basement, and you realize it was for your birthday a few years ago, and you read it, and you're like, oh,
I'm really touched by that.
I found a Forever 21 card.
Yeah.
A gift card not too long ago.
Did you actually?
And Forever 21's closed. It was for $100.
Don't they have an online store?
They do, but not much is on there.
Okay, yeah. All right. These are $8. I found a Jack Astor's gift card once, so still got that going for me.
Well, I'm not talking about gift cards. I'm talking about written note cards.
No, gift cards mean more, okay? Yeah. Gift cards mean more to
you. You know, with like sentiment. Nobody gets warm about a gift card.
Yeah. I don't know how many people you have in your life that are willing to write you a handwritten letter, but I have less.
Okay. Well, there's a couple who found a wedding gift that they lost. They refound it 9 years later in their basement. And the contents of it are pretty cool. So they thought that they had opened everything, but somehow this one kind of slipped through. And when they found it, they kind of opened it up and found out it was from their aunt and uncle.
Oh.
But the thing was, there was a card addressed to the wife in this case and a card addressed to the husband in this case. And it says, to be opened during your first argument.
Oh.
Interesting. The letter of the wife said, go get pizza, shrimp, or something you both like. I like that it was pizza or shrimp.
Yeah. No in between. Don't even think about getting a sub.
Don't you
And it was
dare.
Signed off by her auntie. It ended, get a bath ready. The husband's note, which was addressed from the uncle, said, go get flowers and a bottle of wine. And basically that was the idea, was to bring them together and say, listen, it's going to be fine.
Yeah. We're going to get through this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they say, for 9 years, that box sat high on a shelf in various closets, gathering dust, and yet somehow taught us tolerance, understanding, compromise, and patience.
That's so nice.
The weird part is, since they found that gift, they have fought every day, like cats and dogs.
Only you would think that way.
TJ.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A long time coming and a step in the right direction. Schools in Toronto will offer a course on anti-black racism starting this year. Four black high school teachers developed the grade 12 course titled Deconstructing Anti-Black Racism in the Canadian North American Context after a roundtable with concerned students. Yeah. one of the teachers says, will not just be quickly touching on issues that negatively impact Black kids or focusing on it during Black History Month, but making space to really delve into a really complex topic, which is great. So far, five other schools in Toronto will be offering the course for the upcoming school year. It'd be nice to see that number get up and up and up, because there's a lot to talk about.
I feel like we need to, we had careers in civics and stuff. Remember that? And then Canadian history. And, it's funny. You get up to your mid-20s or even your 30s in my case, and they talk about things like, the residential school system.
Yeah.
And you're like, it got a passing mention in our textbook.
Yep.
But then you find out what really happened. And you're like, they didn't teach us this?
Yeah.
Like, they were like, this thing happened. No big deal. Anyway, back to this war.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like rather than the course just being available, that's got to be required reading.
Yeah.
That should be one of those, like, you do not pass high school unless you go take
Absolutely
it.
Mandatory.
Just because you're proud to be Canadian and Canada is a great country doesn't mean that we haven't had our own terrible atrocities and things that we need to acknowledge and learn about. And it's nice to see that at least this is a small step in the right direction, but it's nice to see that's finally starting to happen. A Canada-made COVID-19 vaccine just began human trials and could be ready later this year. The Toronto-based company called Providence Therapeutics made the announcement on Tuesday, saying that they've started the process of dosing volunteers in the phase one study. It's apparently fully made in Canada, which
Great.
Is super cool. Here's three Canadian vaccine jokes. What's fun about a Canadian vaccine is it smells like maple syrup. All right, next one. The cool thing about a Canadian vaccine is it's administered by a beaver. And number three. The cool thing about the Canadian vaccine is that the Leafs haven't won a cup since 1967.
Are you?
Where did you get these?
Red green or what?
What is this? Yeah,
it's me. I'm working on my type five.
Holy smokes!
Stand-up comedy.
Is the CBC hiring or something?
I hope so.
What's happening right now?
How did you become a stand-up bit?
Hey, this hour has 22 minutes. Give me a call. I'm ready.
Okay.
We got more updates about Justin Bieber's new album, except we kind of don't really. Justin tweeted a photo of him in the studio saying, going over the track listing for the new album. Now, you might remember, not even a couple days ago, he tweeted the photo of him in the studio being, working on this album. Everyone's like, what? You're working on an album? So if you read into this, them looking at the track listing means they're pretty close to this thing being done. So it looks like it's going to be a lot sooner than what we thought, which would be really neat. And let's hope it's fun Justin Bieber songs.
It's not going to be.
Party club, please. Yeah. Also,
I wanna dance.
I'm sure... do Justin Bieber's songs also taste like maple syrup?
Yeah, do you have any jokes?
Don't steal my material, okay? Find your own lane. That's what's trending on TV.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I am going to ask you a question again, and I want you to answer this honestly, because a bunch of people on our text messages did not.
Okay.
So the question is... All right, it's a snowstorm like yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're talking heat of the blizzard. And by heat of the blizzard, I mean the... coldest part of the blizzard.
Depths of the blizzard.
Yeah. And you saw people walking in from outside yesterday. It was like the snow.
It was a mess.
Not only was it snowing, but it's not the kind of snow that sits on your clothes. It's the kind of snow that melts into your clothes, right? It makes you sopping wet.
Yeah.
One of us on the show left their apartment to let their partner have a little appointment for an hour. And walked around through the blizzard. Normally, you go to a Starbucks, bring your laptop.
But you can't.
You can't. Where do you go?
Do it,
grocery store? That's it, right? Mm. Now, obviously, it's not me because I'm lonely. But it wouldn't be me anyway. I want to talk about whether you think it was TJ or Jax. The first text message goes, oh my God, if it was Jax, LOL, girl.
I would do it. I have a soft heart, but an even softer heart goes to somebody else on the show.
TJ!
I have to say that this definitely makes me the nice one on the show, for sure.
I don't know if it's nice. I think it's just considerate.
Yeah.
No. Also, it's definitely nice.
I think Jax holds that crown still. You've got some work to do. But, so, I got to say, I respect, and I think there's something romantic about this, to be honest with you. Why did you do it?
Okay, so my wonderful girlfriend Val had her very first therapy appointment yesterday, which, side note, super proud of her for doing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So my apartment is, like many other condos in Toronto, about 100 square feet. And I wanted to give her some privacy to kind of have her therapy appointment. So I was like, we agreed early in the week, hey, when you have your therapy, I'm going to go out for a nice walk. I'll listen to a podcast. Mm-hmm. It'll be great. What I didn't know was I planned this on the day that the gigantic snowstorm was happening. So I layered up. I wore two pants, two sweaters, my big coat. I look like in Star Wars when they're on Hoth.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great reference. Anyway, that's what I looked like when I left. And I was out for an hour. And I didn't tell you guys this part. So I walked out for an hour. I looked like I was in a blizzard for an hour.
Well, you were.
Freezing cold. I walked back into the apartment building after an hour. I walked up to the door and I could hear her like talking through the door. And I'm like, oh no, she's not done yet. They were still going because it's the first appointment. So it goes a little bit longer.
Get to know your face.
It's like a 90-minute thing. Yeah. So I went back out and I was back outside for a little bit longer.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
You have a lobby that you could have stood in, right?
No, because they're not allowing you to just hang out in your common areas.
You can't do that.
Even just like standing in the corner or something, like of the entrance?
I think that would be worse. I don't know how, but it would be worse.
I'm just trying to find ways to avoid going outside.
Jax, okay, imagine for a second, TJ, he's wearing two pairs of pants.
Yeah.
He's wearing two sweaters.
Yeah.
He's wearing a gigantic coat, and he's covered in snow, and he's staring at you from the corner as you walk into the lobby, even in the middle of the day, just staring at you. Kind of breathing like...
I think there was some workarounds for him to stay warm.
No, Dad, he'd get arrested.
See, there's no workarounds with love, Jax. That's what you gotta learn.
Oh, a hero.
Yeah.
All right.
That's me. Just a valiant man.
I love this. Thoughtful and adorable. That's a text message. What an amazing boyfriend you are, TJ.
I'm pretty great.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Here's a text message. They're lucky to even receive a gift. Wrap it in whatever you want. If you don't know what we're talking about, Jesse, please tell us the story for the first time.
This is from Nick. He says, my girlfriend Brooke and I have a mutual friend named Emily. Saturday was Emily's birthday. To celebrate, my girlfriend and I were going to drop a gift on her front porch and then head back home and have some drinks on Zoom. As we were getting in the car, Brooke turned to me and said, you're not serious? She pointed to the gift and said, did you wrap Emily's gift in Christmas wrapping paper? I was in charge of wrapping, and yes, I did wrap her present in Rudolph wrapping paper. I didn't think it mattered. She said, we have plenty of gift bags and regular wrapping paper. Don't use wrapping paper left over from Christmas. I went upstairs, put the present in a gift bag, and while Brooke waited in the car,
God.
I sulked the entire day, and I just want you guys to settle the bait and tell me that I'm right.
You are not a bad person. Wrap it in whatever you want. You're a bad person for going up and changing it, though. Like, a present is a present is a present. Frick.
You are a bad person.
Why?
Because, guys, I don't know how much experience you have with people who have birthdays near the holidays, but they absolutely hate the association their birthday has with the holidays. So all you're doing is reminding them of that. If you wrap something in Christmas paper, they're going to be like, I don't like this. So it's someone's gift. Make them happy. Just wrap in newspaper and call it a day. It's not hard. Also, don't wrap things. Throw things in bags. Come on.
True. I think there's probably an argument to be made that bags are probably environmentally more friendly because you can just pass them around. Now, here's the thing. He had access to other things other than Christmas wrapping. If this story had been about, I only had Christmas wrapping, like, where are you going to get wrapping paper now?
Yeah.
Right? Everything's shut down. I guess you could go to Shoppers or something like that, but it's not going to be great. However, I will say that I'm disappointed that he backed down.
Yeah.
He missed an opportunity to make this hilarious.
Yeah.
And he listened to somebody giving bad advice. And for that reason, I say bad person.
Oh, come
bad
on to the dark side, buddy.
Person.
You're not even on the same dark side for the right reasons.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Completely different reasons. Yeah. But I say bad person because you could have dropped it. And here's the thing. If you drop it with the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer wrapping paper, your gift is now the highlight of the gifts that person gets because they're going to remember the wrapping paper and they're going to like the gift more.
It's the gift that matters, gentlemen. Not what it comes in. Okay?
So, 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Are you a bad person for wrapping? Is it... Okay, now, the actual question, Jesse.
Yes.
Is it about the wrapping paper or about changing the wrapping paper? Well, like, how would you phrase it?
I think it's about the wrapping paper.
Because
he has access to regular wrapping paper and he just went with the Christmas one.
So are you a bad person for wrapping someone's birthday present?
Oh my God, what is happening?
In Christmas
wrapping
paper?
No, bad person. Throw him in prison forever.
That's my stance. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. This is Dua Lipa.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
An entire city divided over wrapping paper.
Damn right.
That's what we're facing today. Producer Jesse, the story.
Nick and his girlfriend, Brooke, were heading to their mutual friend Emily's place to drop off a present. And as they're getting in the car, Brooke turned to Nick and she was like, what the hell is that? Because Nick had wrapped Emily's gift in Christmas wrapping paper. And it's her birthday. It's not Christmas.
And they did have access to birthday wrapping paper.
And they had regular wrapping paper. So he went back upstairs and he rewrapped the gift in regular wrapping paper.
Now, Jack says, not a bad person. It's a gift.
It's a gift. Come on.
TJ says bad person because you know what it's like for people to have birthdays near holidays.
Yeah,
and you don't want to mix them up.
People who have birthdays near holidays hate having the things associated with each other.
And I say you're a bad person for backing down, man. Should have dropped it off and been like, yeah, I'm Christmas guy. It would have been funny.
Which is now, the weirdest stance yet.
What are the texts that 999999 saying?
This one's really funny. From the 416, I agree with Jax. TJ, that's not a real problem. But then 30 seconds later, we had another text coming from the 289. I agree with TJ. My birthday is December 28th and it blows. Jax is incorrect.
See, that's the thing. I think unless you have a birthday near a holiday, you don't know. Right?
Exactly. This one from the 905 explains it perfectly. I refuse to wrap my fiance's gifts in Xmas paper. He's a December 23rd baby and a twin. It's very hard to make the poor guy feel special. He probably doesn't care less, but I feel like it makes a difference.
So that's really sweet. Yeah. It's just nice to know that relationships like that exist. That's sweet. I love that. All right, now let's go to the call. Pat, you think TJ's got a point about the birthdays being close to holidays.
So, yeah, you want to differentiate to let that person know that you've given them that gift for a birthday as opposed to another holiday.
Pat, you're 100% right.
Pat, I need to know if you're okay after getting... I know it's hard. I know it's hard to get a gift, you know? I know it's hard and difficult.
Yeah, okay, so my birthday is either always near or on Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to be honest with you. I have gotten many birthday presents with Easter eggs and stuff on it.
Yes.
Don't care.
Yes. It's what's inside.
Don't care.
No, there's a big difference between Easter and Christmas.
Yeah, there is.
I find Easter to be the more positive of the thing because he rose up.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So therefore, Easter is better.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Last two texts before the results. And before we do that, producer Jesse, quick recap.
Nick wrapped his friend's a birthday present in Christmas wrapping paper, and his girlfriend made him change it because, according to her, that is not allowed.
Oh, my God.
TJ, what do we got?
From the 647, bad person. Christmas paper is for Christmas only.
Okay.
Oh, if you already have regular paper or gift bags, use that or spend the $1 at the dollar store.
You jerk.
Last text from the 289. I say the present is what matters and that he even wrapped it. Come on. He's a guy. Guys don't care about the wrapping paper. And I wouldn't either. I think it's hilarious. Not a bad guy.
Can we stop with the generalizing here? I love wrapping, and I think the paper absolutely matters, although I'm a little upset that he backed down.
He's a man. At least he has brain function to do it.
Yeah,
Let's not set the bar
that low. Now, frankly, men, we're capable of more, and you know it, and I know it. Now, producer Jesse, you've got the results. All the Instagram DMs, all the texts, all the calls, everything all tallied into one. What do we got?
The people are saying 64% bad person.
Hey, the win streak continues for old Adam Wild and TJ.
Yeah.
It's a good day to be us. Actually, there's a bell here that could probably best exemplify how I feel. There it is.
Damn it.
You know what, Jax? It's a good thing us guys don't know how to rap.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A Toronto clothing company is releasing Doug Ford-inspired clothing. It's called Friday by Six. The brand is run by two fourth-year U of T students, and they just released its Doug Ford collection, four different T-shirts, $20 a pop, which they call Uncle Doug's world-famous quips. There's a Stay a la Maison shirt, a 800-pound gorilla shirt, a cheese and crackers shirt, and a few fries short of a Happy Meal shirt.
Incredible. I love
They're
it.
They're really trying to get Doug's attention using the hashtag GetThisToDoug on their socials. Hey, people are doing
good marketing.
Stuff.
Yeah, smart. I hope they're marketing students. I know they're U of T students. Are they? Do we know what they're doing at U of T?
They're taking a 4-year course in making T-shirts.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Stop.
It's crazy what they're doing at U of T now.
Yeah. Science says the pandemic hasn't affected their sex drives at all, which is actually somewhat of a surprise. And the survey is kind of all over the place. So it says 28% of people in the survey said their libido has decreased. Half of those being, of course, men and women.
Yeah.
26% of people say their libidos have increased, but there being slightly more men than women identifying with this change, and then the other 50% say there was no change at all. Gen Z was the most likely to say that their libido was higher. I, for one, am shocked to hear that the younger generation, they're doing it more.
Yeah.
29% of millennials say it's lower, which is actually a bit of a surprise there. But I guess we're just focusing
just
on making rye bread and
just fed up.
Putting stuff in jars and pickling things. Hey, schools in Toronto are going to be offering a course on anti-black racism starting this year, which is a great start. Four black high school teachers developed the grade 12 course titled Deconstructing Anti-Black Racism in the Canadian North American Context. After a roundtable with concerned students, one of the teachers says, we'll not just be quickly touching on issues that negatively impact black kids or focusing on it during Black History Month, but making space to really delve into a complex topic. So far, five other schools in Toronto will be offering the course, and hopefully that number just absolutely keeps going up and up and up.
Should be mandatory.
Yeah, how about we just make that mandatory?
Yep, without a doubt.
It's easy.
Well, we were talking about this earlier. There's so many parts of Canada's history that aren't very bright, are very, very dark, and we don't know about any of it because none of it is really being taught in school. And if they do, it's like, hey, we did this terrible thing, but let's move on. Let's go to Pioneer Village.
It's you can love Canada and also say Canada needs to do some work.
Absolutely.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you swear a lot?
Oh.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah.
I know this myself swearing too much, and that makes me want to cut back.
Important question. I'm going to go all the way around the room on this one, including producer Jesse. You swear a lot. We all swear a lot in this room. We just don't swear a lot on the air.
Otherwise,
we wouldn't be here very long.
It's so hard.
Question for you.
Yeah.
How do you feel about you when you swear, TJ?
I feel unintelligent when I swear. Like, I don't know better words.
Jax, how do you feel about you when you swear?
Ashamed.
Producer Jesse, how do you feel about you?
Same feeling.
Yeah.
Ashamed,
Do you feel a bit yucky? I'm gonna go with you on the board. There's actually times where I'm talking to people, I'm like, wow, I'll blame it on being from Scarborough. It has nothing to do with being from Scarborough. I'll be like, oh, sorry, my Scarborough showing. It's nothing to do with that. It's just the fact that you.
Yeah.
Interestingly, there are five things this may mean for you. Mm-hmm. Number one, according to an article on CNN, by the way.
Yeah, reputable.
Cursing may be a sign of intelligence.
Good. Look, I was wrong.
Number two, swearing may be a sign of honesty.
Okay.
Number three, and they're just using different words for the same thing. Profanity improves pain tolerance. So when you swear and like you're getting something painful done, like a waxing, it's probably good for you.
It's true. When I got my tattoo sleeve done, I just swore for four straight hours.
Really? I once had my chest waxed on the radio. Oh my God. There was a lot of swearing.
Can we do that again?
No.
I'd love
never.
That.
Number four. Cussing, sign of creativity.
Well,
guess it gets you right to the point. And they also say that it helps with anger management. That's number five.
Oh, for sure.
Instead of
for sure.
Physically, you're verbally getting it
out.
Yes. Now, they do stress that you don't want to be calling anyone names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could say, you're acting like a blank, not you are a blank.
Yeah.
A little different.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now. Right?
You've been in therapy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, no, that was something I got to give my parents credit. They're like, the one thing that we will always say to you is never call anyone names in an argument, and I never have. And I'm really happy about that. Now, so here's the thing about the swearing thing. We want to know, especially from parents, but this does count for aunts and uncles too. Jax, TJ, you both are an aunt and uncle.
Yep. Okay?
When you have to not swear even though you need to. TJ's brother calls them bathroom words.
Yeah.
So their kids know them as bathroom words. What words do you use in place of swearing that still feel somewhat close to the words that you want to really say? So you're around young children, you gotta get it out, but you gotta say something else. What's the something else?
My two go-tos. I call people turds.
Oh, I don't like that.
Neither do I.
When you say that in the air here, I cringe.
Me too.
Sounds like a you problem, you turd. And the other one I love is frig off. I like frig.
Okay. Jax?
Oh, I say fiddlesticks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You like fiddlesticks? Yeah. If I'm like around like little kids, I mean, sometimes it just comes out, but I'll say fiddlesticks. Or I use, because I have a filthy East Coast mouth, I'll say frig a lot.
Yeah.
It's if a I want to say it's the other F word.
The one word that makes me feel worse than swearing is frig.
Really?
Yes. Because
why?
Because I was told by an aunt once that only.
Only what?
Just my
only
aunt,
what?
But it stuck with me forever because I said friggin' something.
Yeah.
And she said, that is for people who are not educated and smart. You are better than that. And I was like, oh jeez.
Did she put her monocle back up to her eye and drink her orange Pico tea? Ooh, where does she live? The Palace Buckingham?
Yeah, she's a turd. Stop. This doesn't make me feel good.
She's a nice lady. She just does not believe in that. So the question for you at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. You like to swear. It feels good to swear. You might even be creative and intelligent and honest because you swear, but you can't swear in this particular situation. Yeah. What words do you use in place? Cannot wait to see some of the responses. Fudge happens to be one.
Yeah.
A lot of people using fudge.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let me ask you this. When you are in a situation where children are around, and in this context, you swear a lot, which is everybody in this room swears a lot, just not on the air. And you can't say the word you want to say. What's the word that you use? 416-872-9999. We're going to take some calls first. What's yours?
Flippanoogan.
Pardon me?
What?
Flippanoogan.
Can you use it in a sentence?
You are flippanoogan driving me crazy.
Oh.
Whoa. And where did you get this from?
I don't know. I just was like at work one day and I couldn't swear and I stubbed my toe and it was the word that came out. It's the word I've been using ever since.
Feels right. I love it. I love it.
I love that you...
Yeah.
I love that you made up your own word. Like that is, it's pretty creative.
She's creative, yeah.
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 Okay. Good. All right. Well, maybe you've started a trend here. We'll see.
All right.
And we're going to talk to Krista next. Krista, what's yours?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
We're awesome. So we want to hear it. What's the word you use in place of a swear word?
My good gravy.
Oh, my good gravy. My good gravy.
Now, can you use, I want to hear Krista use it in a sentence. See if I believe it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to feel like a swear word, but not be one.
Like, Krista, you just walked into the den, and Jax and I are throwing Legos at each other.
And then I would come in and say, oh, my good gravy.
Believe it. I believe it. Wouldn't mess with Krista. What do we got, TJ, on the text?
From the 905, I flip between sugar and son of a biscuit. Those are good ones to use around kids.
Son of a biscuit. Okay.
Fruit Loops on the list as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
From the 416, the word I use all the time when I'm describing idiots is doorknobs. That guy's a doorknob.
Doorknob, tool's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I don't like, those are so mean.
Really? Tool sounds worse.
I don't like those.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From the 705, what in the hee-haw? Came out one day in front of my son. It was so funny that we both laughed, and now we say it for fun. Yeah. Totally diffused an angry situation.
Oh, that's good.
From the 519, I have a 2-year-old son, so I have to be very careful, and I swear so much. So it's really hard. Our go-to words are fudge and crackers. Someone from the 416 with a piece of advice has said, if you can learn a new language, you can learn to swear in a new language, too.
Oh, there's a good idea.
That's sneaky.
You know
like
what?
That.
Actually, okay, I'm not going to say the words, obviously.
Do it.
But you want to learn to... No, no.
Contact the CRTC and say it.
Yeah, we dare you.
If you... There's specific languages where swearing is like really, really eloquent and delicious.
Yes.
Italian. You learn to swear in Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, you're sexier, first off.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two,
culture.
It's really... really satisfying.
Yeah.
Like it's like an exorcism. It's amazing. So if you learn the proper words there, around your kids, you don't have to worry about
been talking to.
Oh, dude, trust me. Grew up with a ton of them, and they know how to curse, and it's
so
amazing. It's
so sexy.
Beautiful
so
cursing.
Sexy.
I got a question though.
Yeah,
and this is for parents. My kid's 19 months, and she's talking, but we don't know what she's quite saying yet.
She's probably cursing at you in Italian.
She might be. I do occasionally slip up and curse around her.
Yeah,
does happen. How long before I really can't do that anymore?
So,
like, when do they start repeating everything back?
You're not far away from it, from my understanding.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I would love to know what you think. 999-999-4168-729-999. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So when exactly is the best time to not swear around your kids? As in, like, they're going to start to repeat it back to you and know what you're talking about. Because my kid's 19 months, and we were talking about swear words, and I was like, I still do from time to time. I'm trying not to, but it's something you get.
Yeah.
You have to adjust, right?
Yeah.
Because you're in your own home, and you're like, oh, wait a second. There's somebody who's impressionable here.
The baby is
so
here.
What are the text messages saying, TJ?
A couple here. From the 905, the kids are always listening, even when you think they aren't. I said F only once while driving with my son in the car, and he started saying it on repeat.
Oh, yeah.
He was only about 18 months old at the time. He said it so many times, I even got it on video. Mom fail. How old's Everly again?
19 months.
Oh, yeah. Well, Godspeed, my friend.
She's smart cookie, too. You better watch out.
She knows it's bad. From the 416, around 2.5 years, they will repeat but not understand it's bad. But at 4, they know it's a bad word and will use it to get a rise out of you. My four-year-old told her preschool teacher that mommy tells daddy he's a lazy ass and needs to stop watching hockey and take the garbage out. Now I hear her calling her dolls lazy asses.
Because isn't the thing that if you give them a reaction, that's when they'll start to imitate it, right? So you have to like keep, don't smile, don't laugh, don't react, right?
That's like when they fall, they say you should laugh. And
you do that with Ev, right?
I applaud when she falls, which is very bizarre for people at the park. They're like, what the hell is wrong with that guy?
Why is this guy blowing up balloons and celebrating when his daughter's crying? Last one from the 905. I was maybe 2-ish. My mom was playing a lot of Alanis Morissette at the time, and I learned to sing along all the words.
Ooh, boy.
So my mom could no longer have her Jagged Little Pill CD in the car.
What a good album.
I think I did the same thing. My parents broke up when I was like 2.5, and my mom had an album, and I forget what it was, but she always tells a story that it's like a very angry breakup song.
Yeah.
And I think it, like, the lyrics were like, thank you very much. And then I started singing and she was like, well, I can't play that in the car anymore. Now we do have a caller. Just one last little bit of advice before we wrap up the show here. Thanks for calling in, by the way.
No problem. I love you guys.
We love you right on back. So tell us, you're calling in about when you can stop, when you have to stop swearing around kids, right?
Yeah. So I have a 9 and a 5-year-old and, what happens is, if I swear around them now, I have to give them money.
So what?
Then they end up turning it around on you.
Like a swear jar.
And they're waiting for you to swear.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You end up putting money in a swear jar.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, oh, you owe me a dollar. Oh, you owe me a dollar. So, that really motivates you to not
swear. I'd be broke.
Okay, that's interesting. That's really good. Here's the thing. There's a power dynamic situation there where I feel like I could take advantage. Like, oh, no, sorry, daddy gets a free pass on this one.
Okay, no,
yeah, let's talk about how we can manipulate that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's manipulation, Adam.
Hey, I am now the one in charge. I am the captain now, so I will make the rules. Okay? Thank you very much.
Love you. Ooh. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much.
Guys, I'm always all over you guys on Instagram.
We're
thrilled.
You.
At least someone's all over me.
Oh.
It's a joke. Come on.
I'll be all over you.
Take care, guys.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.